Chapter 2. Steel Security. We know that once a patient has believed in the work, to the point of death, metamorphosis, and inhabitation, that process cannot under any circumstances be reversed. It may surprise you to learn, however, that the patients themselves do not all see it so clearly. So, while they may be lost to us forever, we can prevent them from realizing their secure position. We can still induce them to expend enormous emotional capital working to maintain what they already possess. To foment fear, play on a patient's sense of insecurity, provoke him to panic at the idea that the very salvation he once received may now be in jeopardy, hanging in the balance. Heap an undeniable sense of anguish upon him, haunt him constantly with the many sins he has committed, and of course harp on the one past sin that particularly worries him, or alternatively, the recurring one that continually trips him up. It is important that you not only move faster than your opponent, but also move smarter. In this regard, we can even use some of their teachers, those who amusingly fail to embrace the fullness of the work, to reinforce our efforts. Convince these leaders that it is surely their sworn duty to warn that any willful sin at all keeps their followers from their inheritance and may change their eternal destiny altogether. Yes. Special cases. In some cases, a patient has been so isolated from immorality that he cannot imagine himself to have committed any act heinous enough to cause him to lose his place. He measures his sins and concludes they are not sufficiently weighty. In this case, no amount of accusation about his past will have effect. Here, the best method is to undermine his sense of security by bolstering his belief that some sins are weightier than others. Then, with this planted in his mind, shift his focus away from his past and toward the hypothetical of what he might do in the future. What if I despair and commit suicide? What if my marriage ends in divorce? What if I begin?